With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are actually listening on the radio,
that's right.
Because you've got your new hat on.
I do, and I love it.
Look at
it's
that.
A little. I want to get it starched a little bit, but it'll be just fine.
It's a felt hat. It is beautiful.
It's like you're wearing nothing.
It fits you perfect, doesn't it?
It's just like it. So everybody knows who everybody is, you know. Producer Terry Michaels is here. And,
I've heard of me.
And he's here. And it's Scott Arthur, who's from Star of Hope Mission and is involved with the rodeo committee, the barbecue cook-off committee.
He is.
And
clearly, it's on the rodeo jacket he's wearing. He has to be involved.
He wears many different hats, this guy. And David Stone, the chairman of the 47th Annual World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off Contest.
Contest, yep.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to be here.
Thanks
good
for coming down.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
I like that vest.
Well, thank you.
It's so official.
Yeah.
And it'll keep you warm should we get any chilly weather.
We're not going to, though.
No,
we're not going to. No.
He is
no.
official, though. He yes. looks like the kind of person, if you saw at the rodeo, you would want to go ask questions to.
Well,
about
of course.
Him.
Yeah.
He's in charge. Now, do you have, like, the badges and the pins and stuff that you put on?
Oh, yeah. We've got our badges and stuff. Now, barbecue, because barbecue is, it's a little chaotic out there. We've got 1,100 volunteers on barbecue. We expect about 210,000 people through the gates in 31 hours. There's a lot of moving parts. So we tell all of our volunteers not to wear their badges out. We actually give them credentials, like a ID or, driver's license. And that's what we use during barbecue, because technically barbecue is the kickoff party for the rodeo, but it's not an actual rodeo event. So you don't need your badge out there.
Oh, I see.
You don't need your badge. Don't come out and try and show off your shiny badge. We all have one. We don't need to see it. It's okay. You want to eat and get into the committee tent? Then you need your credentials.
I'm a sheriff. No, you're a sheriff. I'm a sheriff. We all are.
We all are.
Came from a very small town in Texas. All cops.
That's
there you go.
So the barbecue cook-off is next week, February 27th. That's Thursday. So a week from tomorrow is
week
when,
from
it,
tomorrow. That's
when
right.
it begins.
And open up to the public at 5 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh, man. It is such. I'll tell you what. I go down there and just the smells just as you walk around.
Sure.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Come Wednesday, you're going to be able to smell it right here, though. I mean, it's all over the downtown Houston. You'll smell it. Inside the loop, you'll smell barbecue.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It really travels that far?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. And when you brought food for us today.
From our friends over at Damaris, Yanni Damaris, they do a great job over there helping us during barbecue each and every year with this kind of, our media tour. And they package us up some brisket and sausage and... Oh, they do a great job.
It's one of my favorite memories of a barbecue cook-off years ago down there is when Randy Quaid had his biggest party in Texas.
Okay.
When The Who performed. that was a long time ago. And after the concert, the all the cookers are set up and we're walking out. And some guys were like, hey, Grego from 101 back in the day. They remember. They say, hey, come over here, man. They go, just for you. And they took a brisket, was still wrapped in foil, and they handed it to my buddy and I, walking out to our car. We tore that thing apart and ate it right there.
Lots of good food given to people at KLOL over the years.
Yeah.
It was so good. But besides the great food, and there's plenty of it, you guys raise money. You're a nonprofit, but... Man, plenty of cash flows through. You want to talk about that?
So the show itself is a 501c3, and we raise money through the Livestock Show and Rodeo for scholarships and grants to the youth of Texas. Now, last year we contributed about $27 million in scholarship money in one single year.
$27 million in a year.
Yep, in a year. And that actually pushed us over the $500 million mark for the entire history of our scholarships.
My goodness.
And the barbecue, even though it's a pre-rodeo event, all the money that we raise during barbecue goes to the bottom line of the show. And last year, the barbecue contributed about $5 million to that cause.
That is just incredible.
Excellent.
Right?
Excellent.
I mean, for kids in Texas. And how does that money get distributed scholarship-wise?
So I don't remember how many students we actually gave scholarships to last year. I want to say it was about 400. But we have actually a committee that they sit down and they read through all the applications. And then they vote on them. And it's not much different than going to a barbecue contest and having a judge. So they judge the applications, and they have to write essays and stuff on why they need them. Yeah. And then they select them. And some of them are military. Some of them are metro. There's different types, but the majority of them are just the regular scholarships. But it's a $16,000 scholarship. It's $20,000 scholarship this year, I think. I think we bumped it up to $20,000 this year.
That is really nice scholarship. Yes. I mean, there are universities around Texas that don't give that kind of money to an applicant that's super qualified. Maybe, you know, $5,000-$6,000. And maybe over the course of a 4 years, maybe it's, you know, $25,000. But the fact that you do that is very nice. Now, to get in, it's adults $20.
Yes.
Children five.
Five to 11, five to 12.
Yeah.
I guess we're
$5.
$5, yes. Well, yes. $5.
Right.
Under five is free, obviously. Right.
Unless the kid eats big and then he gets charged full buck.
Exactly. Now, for that $20, we have a lot of stuff for the public. I mean, we have 254 teams this year that are competing. And it's a cook-off competition, so a lot of them are private events. But we have the Chuck Wagon, which is open to the public, where we serve our sliced beef plate. That's next door to the Rock and Barbecue Saloon, which is where you can go in and get a cocktail. We have Cody Ray Henry, which is a local favorite artist of ours, that he's playing all three nights in the saloon. You have the Main Garden Stage. Mm. Main Garden Stage, we have Neil McCoy's on Friday. We have Jason Bolin. We have Kevin Fowler. We have Roger Krager headlining on Saturday evening. So there's a lot for the public to do, and the carnival's open too.
Mm.
This year, we're actually adding a junior cook-off, too.
I heard about that.
Yeah. We're real excited about that. This is going to be our first annual. And a friend of mine's an ag teacher up north towards Dallas, and he said that there's 84 local Texas FFA chapters that already have cook-off competitions among themselves. So our goal is that in the future, they'll be the statewide cooks that come in for the championship at ours.
Oh,
so we'll have a separate championship cook-off for the juniors.
You're grooming them to be the next cook-off.
There you go.
And I like this. I'm looking here at it because it says children 8 to 14, they're given one steak to prepare, and it's judged on appearance, presentation, tenderness, and taste.
Yes.
Nice.
And those steaks actually came from the steer auction from last year.
Oh, wow.
So they came from the show, and they're going back to the show at the cook-off.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, you'd get lost in that cook-off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been
it used to be, you know, low trailers and small, and you can kind of see everything. Now it's aisles upon aisles, and everybody's got their whole thing set up.
Everybody's trying to outdo their neighbor.
That's what it is. And does that play a role in the judging of the final product that they put out?
Yes and no. Now, it does not play a role in the meat categories, but we have other categories where we have the best facade. We have a recycling award. So we have other ones that they get to compete on. But as far as the meats, you could get somebody that cooks on a little backyard smoker that can compete with the best of them. And, you know, money can't buy the experience and know-how of a good cooker.
I'm going to get my Foreman grill, and I'll be right there.
There you go.
The absolute smallest setup. There it is.
That's right.
The pull single behind, burger. Pull behind your motorcycle.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Now, how do people, when they get in there, how do they know where to go to find, like, the tent that's the tent where everybody gets to go? So, the Chuck Wagon.
Right. So we have maps. So when you get in, now, first off, what I would recommend to everybody is, first off, go to RodeoHouston.com. Buy your tickets online. Now, I also recommend that everybody parks at satellite lots or takes the Metro Rail coming in. Now, we have our carnival ticket sellers, which are they're volunteers also, and they're selling tickets offsite. So I would tell everybody to buy your ticket before you get there. Our biggest pinch point is buying tickets at the ticket booth.
Yes, I noticed that last year.
Yes, once you get in, the gate's easy. You can get in. And most people will expect, we expect about 210,000 people. We're open for 31 hours total. About 210,000 people will be on the property over that weekend. If we have really nice weather, those numbers could jump. But everybody has a place to go. Almost everybody is invited through tents, different companies that are hosting the parties and stuff. So then we have maps. So if they don't, they can still go to the garden. For the price of $20, you get to go to a Roger Craiger concert, and Kevin Fowler opens for him.
Yeah, there
which you is go. Right after our awards presentation, and you get Jason Boland right before him.
See,
it's good. It's,
I mean, you can't good. $20. You it's can't good. Go to a concert
no,
like that.
No, no, not exactly. at all. Yeah. Can't do anything for $20.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't get home for less than $20. Driving to the one place,
and you'll get to try some barbecue.
Right.
The carnival's open. You said
carnival's open.
Going.
Yep.
Okay. There you go.
The big carnival's open, and we have a lot of stuff going on.
David, do you know David Stone is the chairman of the 47th annual World's Championship Barbecue Contest?
What a good title!
And how long have you had that title, by the way?
Well, it's a 3-year. The rodeo works in 3-year terms.
Limits. I love it.
Exactly.
Good idea.
Give somebody else the chance to roll up and do stuff. So I was a division chairman year before last. This is actually my second year, so I've got one more in front of me. And I was a division chairman for 3 years, vice chairman 3 years before that. So we roll up or roll off and give somebody else an opportunity to lead the committee.
Yeah. Nice.
It's nice to be entrusted with the keys, I would imagine, right?
And the barbecue committee is an incredible committee.
Yeah.
We've got 1,100 members, and it is really incredible watching all this stuff. It takes us about 2 weeks to prepare for it.
Wow.
Then we have.
You would think it'd be longer than that, even.
It's this week, there's a lot. So, Monday when I was out there, there was hardly anything done. Our chuck wagon was up, and that was really about it. Now, half that property is already filled up with tents going up. We've got large pits coming in. This Saturday, Sunday, there's a lot of moving pieces. And then we tear it down in a day. We'll actually be gone off the property on Sunday after we shut it down.
Amazing. Wow. And then they clean it up and it's done.
And then we open for the rodeo on Tuesday.
It's beautiful. Mm. And, there's no shortage of meat this year in the H-Town area because the feral hog population is high. And they got a 488-pounder up in Liberty County.
Wow.
488 pounds.
Wow.
That's what I read. But yeah. That's a huge hog.
Wow,
yeah.
That is. That's a lot of bacon.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bacon.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Is when it, you know something about cooking, obviously.
Sure.
When a hog gets that large, is it good to eat?
Not the wild ones. No, the wild ones.
Too much. Yeah. Too gamey.
Yeah, they are. And they get pretty tough, pretty greasy. So, yeah, the smaller ones are the ones, if you're hog hunting, those are the ones you want to take the process.
Yes.
Otherwise, the bigger ones that they're breeding now, the ones that are being raised for that, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think they really wait until they get that big.
Yeah. And just this morning, I'm a meat eater.
Me too.
I love meat, and everybody tells you don't eat meat. No, forget that. Stay away from the vegetables. Eat
right?
the meat. It's good for you. Make you strong like hog. But I was reading about the evolution of the beef rib today.
Okay.
The BeaumontEnterprise.com had an article of the evolution of the beef rib. I love beef ribs.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Oh, they're so good.
If they're cooked right, they're great.
That's the thing, right? Because they can be tough.
They can.
What are some of your barbecuing secrets? You got anything?
Well, funny thing is, we used to do a lot of little county cook-offs and stuff, but and I used to be a patron out at the barbecue 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and when I got the opportunity to get on the committee, I'm like, wow, this is going to be awesome. Well, I don't actually eat barbecue. Outside of being able to sample some of yours, I won't eat barbecue until after the barbecue's over because we're just busy.
Yeah.
We're out there supporting the teams and the public, so we don't do any more cooking.
You don't just go like just hey, I'm just inspecting today. I just need to make sure this tastes okay. Just take a little pinch.
There's plenty of it around,
okay.
But you're just going full speed. And we have our area that we've got 1,100 people on the committee, and we've got our area where we cook for everybody, and we typically don't cook barbecue. So we have we'll have fish, we'll have hamburgers. I mean, we feed us really well.
Right.
But if you're eating and going and going, and I think last year I averaged 15 miles a day on my Fitbit.
Right.
Wow. Walking. Yeah, walking.
How many miles in your golf cart did you do?
Well, probably a whole lot more than that. Yeah.
It's a big area. That whole dome area is a big, big area.
Yeah.
You can easily walk a long way.
Yeah.
And the name of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and of course the barbecue cook-off, I mean, worldwide, people come to this rodeo. It's like the best rodeo in the world, right?
So, obviously, we're the world's championship barbecue contest. Yeah. And we have teams coming from all over the world. Now, we have teams that have traditionally come from all over the country, but this year is about our fifth or sixth year for International Village. We have eight teams. Two are coming from Australia. Two are coming from Great Britain. We've got Canada.
Yeah.
Mexico, Brazil, and Sweden.
Wow.
And Brazil, I mean, they're coming in from everywhere. Now, we help support them when they come in. We help locate pits for them to use if they've got a specific kind of pit. One of the teams is actually using one of my smokers because that's what they like, and they use it. So we help supplement them finding their equipment and everything, and then they have a blast.
I bet they
do.
Nice.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of fun.
Now, you say you're a smoker. Now, what's your cooking experience with, since you are the leader of the barbecue this year? What's your experience smoking and cooking? And don't worry, I know you can eat it, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, I learned a couple years ago that trying to put on a regular smoker and then watch the fire and all that sort of stuff, you want something that is going to maintain your heat. You essentially want an oven that has smoke in it. I mean, really.
Okay.
So whether you're using a pellet smoker, that's the one. That's one that one of the teams is using for me.
Heck, and that's then almost got, like cheating anymore.
It is. It really it is.
I mean, those things are so regular, like the green eggs and all that business. You can't screw up.
Well, you get to put a 12-pound brisket on it, and then you can go do yard work and come back, and it's done. You can go fishing, and it's done.
That's right.
You know, you can't really mess it up. So somebody that's not very good at it is all of a sudden pretty good at it, you know? And of course, you go walking in the house with this big old slab of meat, and everybody, your whole family's like, oh, Dad, you're awesome. Well, okay. Yeah. Then they have the vault smoker. We've got one of those, and that's just, it's a double-walled, it's insulated. And boy, when you hit that 225, 230 degrees, it just stays right there. You add a piece of wood once an hour or so, and it just stays right there.
Wow. So good. I always wonder when I walk around the cook-off, where does all that meat? Because they make, each team is making so many briskets, cooking so much sausage and the like. Does that food all get consumed?
Oh, yeah.
Does it get donated, some of it?
Well, 210,000 people coming through. They're coming through for the party in the tents. Mm-hmm. And when they get in, then obviously they're feeding their guests because that's part of the reason they sponsored that tent. And so now they're going to have different briskets too. When if they do briskets or ribs, they may buy a bunch of briskets through, call it Sysco or Sam's. Mm-hmm. That's going to be what they cook for the masses. If they want competition, these guys are here. They're really serious.
They're here to win.
They are. They're here to win. And some of them will have two different teams. And when I say two teams, there'll be one group of people that are cooking for their public, for their party. Yeah. And then there will be one or two guys that are dead serious about what they're doing. And they won't mess with the party. They're back there taking care of their stuff for the competition. This Houston
They're the
cook-off,
ones you think.
Yes. This Houston competition, we don't give away prize money. We give away a buckle and a trophy. And we've had champions from all over the country. We had one that was interviewed a couple years ago, and they said, So what do you? How much money are you winning? He goes, money. I'm after this buckle. That's what it is. It's bragging rights for that buckle.
How ornate and special and large is that buckle?
Is it a good size buckle? Yeah, it's a good size buckle. Mm-hmm. It's not as big as you think, but it's a pretty buckle. Oh yeah.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell you, I like to eat meat myself, but funny story, my brother still busts my chops about it. Favorite part of cooking brisket a lot of times, especially if you're just at the house, is putting it on low and slow and staying up all night babysitting it, drinking beer. Because
I think it's required, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
It's a law.
So we did this brisket several years back, and I had it on there, and I was the guy in charge. My brother was just there to supervise, but we were having a good time. And, I don't know, right around 6 in the morning, I took a good look at it, and I go, this is perfect. I go, wrap it up. I said, I'm going to go home, take a shower, and I'll be back. I just leave it on there alone, and it was perfect, okay? I came back. And that thing was a boot.
Oh, no.
And we cut into it, and there was, right in the center, there was a couple of bites of perfect meat. I mean, I just ruined it.
It just went, poof.
Yeah,
it just smoked.
It was there. We could have eaten it six.
Right.
But, you know. That's how you screw up.
So you don't leave it on. You learn that lesson.
Right?
No. I'm still hurt over it, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I killed the interview just bringing it up, for goodness sake. It's a terrible thing. Now, what does the Dutch Oven Dessert Contest consist of?
So Dutch Oven was started several years ago. I think this is about our 12th year. And Dutch Oven, you can cook essentially anything you want, but it has to be cooked in a cast iron Dutch oven. Nice. Now, most of our teams cook some sort
you
of dessert.
Get, excuse me, David. You want to get it out of the way
no,
now?
No, I mean, Dutch I mean, he's, oven
he wants
still,
to make a Dutch oven
Dutch
joke.
Dutch oven is hilarious to me, no matter what. That's hilarious. I mean, we all know that's how it is. You fart and you get under the covers.
That's
you
right.
Someone under the covers.
Leave the windows or leave the windows
oh,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're
so,
good.
Sorry, yeah,
okay.
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. He can see it. Just my face was turning red.
He almost couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So they cook it in a cast iron skillet. Is that like it could be an apple pie fritter? Could be
last
a,
year it was a pecan pie, a variation of a pecan pie, and it was absolutely incredible. I got to taste it afterwards, and it was so good.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
Pecan pie, nothing beats that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Some of the stuff they come up with is absolutely amazing. I've seen blueberry cheesecake, the pecan pie. I mean, there's stuff that I'm not even quite sure what it is, but you got to try it because it looks so incredible. And, yeah,
and it is incredible. You try it.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good stuff. You gain about 5 pounds just looking at the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week, the World Championship barbecue contest is at NRG right there on the parking grounds of the rodeo, and it's the 47th annual, which is great, and we're looking forward to it. What if it rains now?
Well, it's a rain or shine. We've got it's on the calendar for the next 5 years, so the date's already been picked. We can't push anything back. Well, it's a rain or shine, but this year we have absolutely gorgeous weather coming up, so it's not going to rain. Yeah. And I would say that if you go to the App Store, Rodeo Houston, look for Rodeo Houston in the App Store. It is active during the barbecue also, and it'll show you where the satellite lots are. It'll give you the times that we're open, give you a lot of information. Nice. And then it's even stronger during the show. After the barbecue, that app tells you way more than you could ever figure out on your own.
Yeah. And you know, rain and weather really doesn't faze cowboys. Let's face it.
No.
I mean, look at the trail ride they do from all points to Houston. They ride in ice and in,
they may not be happy about it, but they're still gonna get on that horse. They got their slickers and they're gonna ride in.
Did you say lickers?
Slickers.
That's right. Lickers too.
Yeah, well, and the cook-off seems to happen no matter what. Every year people still show up, even if it rains. It doesn't matter.
47 years running now.
That's
and
right.
It's gonna happen whether we want it to or not.
That's
so
right.
It's gonna happen.
That's right.
Now, David, are we going to see you in the rodeo parade? Do you do that?
No, I don't do the parade because of barbecue. Our junior cook is actually on Saturday morning this year.
Yes.
And we are full speed on Saturday because that's everybody's turning in their chicken first, then their ribs, then their briskets. So Saturday is, we're open from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday's go day for us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we've done for the last week and everything we will do next week leads up to I mean, it's just that's the big day for us. Yeah.
And we should support our rodeo. I love going to it, but more than that, because of what the rodeo does in giving back to the community over the course of this, you say $500 million in the entire cook-offs.
In our history of scholarships.
Scholarships.
Not counting the money that it actually, the economic impact of what it does for our city. I mean, that's $500 million that we've given in scholarship money for our kids going to college. The economic impact of it, just our area right here, how many vendors that we do.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the garden, that's cheap entertainment. Well, going to, if you want to see Gwen Stefani or Willie Nelson or Luke Bryan, you can buy tickets starting at $20.
Yeah.
It's good family entertainment. It's affordable. You can't go to sports for anywhere near that kind of stuff anymore. And you get to see a world-class rodeo, too, because we do have the best purses for rodeo as far as the winnings on the rodeo side. Yeah. So you get all of the best of the best coming here to compete.
David Stone, the chairman of the 47th Annual World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And listen, the Bull, our sister station up here, they got a tent out there. They got a booth.
Friend of mine actually cooks for them. Yes. Yeah.
So then you got the hookup.
Yeah.
I was just going to give you the, everything's free.
Sorry.
Everything's free.
Everything's
He's already
free.
Got it. Everything's
apparently,
already free for him.
Apparently you know people.
He knows people.
Well, I guess this interview is over.
Well, I don't know. I see all of this food that he brought too. I feel like that should be part of at least the Facebook Live with your cowboy hat, or for the people on the air, with his cowboy hat.
Yeah. You've confused it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the other way.
It's the other way around.
The people that are listening right now, you have it. But people on Facebook Live, yeah, you're not wearing it.
And my duster is pretty good, too. Yeah, I'm going to make my plate here, and then we'll invite everybody else up here at Aircom to come in and get a bite.
Yeah, but let's see what this is like a little, and then have a quick bite. Did you take a bite of anything?
I had a piece of sausage while David, thank goodness, was filling time.
All right.
I saw you chewing over there.
Yeah, and you kept going, which was smart, because I don't want to talk my mouth full. No. But this brisket looked good. And this from Damaris? So
it is. Damaris takes really good care of us.
All right. Well, let's try it.
Let's see.
Look at that.
Sure.
And you know what I love in my brisket? I love that char. And a lot of times, I will actually even go for the fattier pieces of, like down here. See this here? This here is... That's got the fattiness on it. That's all the flavor.
All the moisture. Like that.
Heck yeah. Dig it. Love that.
Y'all really brought it. That's good.
So do y'all go out and hang out over in the bull?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. We do. Yeah.
We come by the committee tent and visit with us too if y'all are going out there.
I would love that.
Remind me because I have wristbands for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you have wristbands?
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, they're from David.
Yeah, because that's right. You have to have wristbands to get into each of the individual tents.
Actually, get you into the headquarters, which is where we're at, and kind of get the behind the scenes to see what we do.
Oh, now that's awesome.
It's kind of a nice place for us to go and hang out. It's a big tent. It's where the hideout is during the rodeo.
Yeah.
So we get a big tent, and it's nice to just be able to get out of the crowd for a few minutes and sit down.
Hey Terry. You're gonna. Oh, I see you've got the baked beans. Yeah, good. Yeah, we're gonna have a dessert contest.
Yeah. We're gonna have a different kind of podcast this afternoon. Uh-huh. It's gonna be the
All right. Well, we're getting ready to eat here. Let me see. Where's my?
Yeah. You gotta put this. Let's see what. Yeah.
It's very nice of y'all to take the time to prepare this for us.
You're playing for the camera.
To try.
Listen, sure.
Yeah. I'm going to try it without sauce first. That's a mark.
Without sauce. Mm. Oh, see, I went with the sauce just because.
Mm-hmm.
Damaris does a good job.
Damaris does a great job.
They do.
Man, I love Texas. Mm-mm. So good. Mm. Okay. Well, we should probably shut it down now.
Yeah. I think so. We're just going to sit here and eat now.
Because this isn't, there's nothing to it. But thank you very much. And remember, get the app at the App Store, the Houston Lifestyle Show and Rodeo app.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you at the rodeo.
I'll see you on the radio in a few.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.